Good morning, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending U.S. Bancorp's annual shareholders meeting. I appreciate it. I'm Andy Cecere, Chairman, President, and CEO of U.S. Bancorp, and on behalf of the Board of Directors and the Managing Committee, welcome and thank you for attending. As Chairman of the Board, I have the honor of presiding over our annual meeting of shareholders. I may be referring to some forward-looking statements that have risks and uncertainties that are highlighted on this slide for your reference. Thank you. Before we get started, if we could stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. I will now call the meeting to order. When you came in today, you should have found a copy of the agenda of rules and conduct on your seat. We will follow those rules closely so we can conduct the meeting as efficiently as possible. Our agenda for today's meeting is divided into two parts. The first part of the meeting is the formal business of the meeting. Then we will review some of the highlights of the company over the past year and then take your questions. This year, we will be taking questions electronically. And we're doing that so we could do the meeting as efficiently as possible and answer as many questions as possible in the meeting. And we're going to take all questions that come forward. I'll give you more instructions on that towards the end of the meeting. The meeting will end promptly at noon. With me on stage today is Executive Vice President and General Counsel Jim Chozy, who will act as Secretary for the meeting. Members of U.S. Bancorp Board of Directors are in the first row, and I will give them a proper introduction shortly, as well as our Managing Committee. Along with us today is also Bob Jacob and his E&Y team, who will be available for questions after the meeting. Thanks, Bob. I will now turn the formal portion of the meeting over to Jim. Jim?
Thank you, Andy. So I've received an affidavit of mailing from Broadridge Financial Solutions, which states that the notice of the meeting and the accompanying proxy materials and annual report were mailed or made available on or about March 5th, 2019 to shareholders of record on February 19th, 2019. The record date for shareholders entitled to notice of the meeting, which is in accordance with our company's bylaws. The matters requiring a vote by the shareholders are discussed in the proxy statement. Additional copies of the proxy statement are available from the ushers. Our Inspector of Elections, a representative from Broadridge Financial Solutions, is present at the meeting and has reported that we've received proxies representing a substantial majority of our outstanding voting stock, which represents a quorum for the meeting. The polls for voting on all matters are hereby opened at this time, 11:02 a.m. on April 16th, 2019. If there are any shareholders present who have not voted and want to vote or want to revoke a proxy that's previously been given, please raise your hand and we have an usher who can give you a ballot. If you've previously voted by proxy, you do not need to vote today. Do we need a ballot over here? Yeah. If you've previously voted by proxy, you do not need to vote today unless you wish to change your vote. After voting, please pass your ballots toward the nearest aisle and our ushers will collect them. We'll now consider the three proposals before us at today's meeting. The first proposal is the election of 17 directors whose names and qualifications are listed in the proxy statement. Each of our directors has been nominated to serve as a director of the company for a one-year term ending at the annual meeting in 2020. The second proposal is the ratification of the selection of Ernst & Young LLP as the independent auditors for the company for the fiscal year ending December 31, 2019. And the third proposal is the advisory approval of the compensation of our executives as described in the proxy statement. If you are voting today and have not yet passed your ballot to an usher, please make sure to get their attention and hand them your ballot. So it is now 11:03 a.m. and the polls for voting on the matters before the meeting are now closed. The company has already received proxies sufficient to elect all 17 director nominees, ratify the appointment of the auditors, and give advisory approval of our executive compensation program as described in our proxy statement. If the votes collected today result in any different outcome on any proposal, we will inform you at the end of the meeting. And the final results will be published in a Form 8K report, which we will file with the SEC within 4 business days. And the results will also be available from our investor relations department.
Thank you, Jim. That concludes the formal business of the meeting. Now let's take a look at what we accomplished in the year 2018.
And for the Eagles, The long drought is over.
The development that you see around the stadium is all because of the stadium. This was not here 5 years ago.
Welcome to the latest branch for U.S. Bank.
Coastside greatly values our partnership with U.S. Bank.
We're competing against every other customer experience you could have.
They're dedicated, they're co-located, and the whole thing is time-boxed.
We get to come together, really embrace our culture and our community.
Truly was an engagement with our business customer, designed by them and offered for them.
The crew of USS Portland salute you. We are proud to serve.
I've volunteered about 225 hours so far this year. It's easy to do. I mean, you're paid to do it. Why not do it and help somebody for them?
We need to give back to communities. And if we can do a little thing like come out here and build something today, we should.
I liked thinking not only about yourself, but solutions for other people.
As you can see, 2018 was a year of a lot of activity across all our business lines with the fundamental objective of making it easier and more convenient for our customers to do business with us. I'm really excited to be here in Central Ohio. Columbus is a great market for us, one that we've been invested in for a number of years. We have over 500 employees and in excess of 91,000 customers. And it's a market that we intend to continue to invest in and to grow. We're also very involved in the community. You're proud of the customers and partnerships we have, as you can see from this slide. And those partnerships really demonstrate how our community involvement is a core part of how we run our business day to day. In addition, we are very proud of the community involvement we have. We have partnerships with groups like the YMCA, the YWCA, the Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement. And last summer, as you can see on the screen, we partnered with the Center of Science and Industry to unveil a newly developed gadgets exhibition. Overall, the project will create new opportunities for kids to be exposed to science and potential careers in STEM. With us today are members of our local advisory board, and if you're in attendance, please stand. Advisory boards were created a number of years ago to show our commitment to the local community. These influential leaders are sounding boards for us as well as advocates for us in the community. Thank you for your service to U.S. Bank. Also with us today is Steve Bennett, our host, and he's been a terrific host. Steve, thank you for all you've done. Steve's been leading our efforts in this community since 2016. You can see he's heavily involved in the community. And Steve, by the way, on behalf of myself and the board of directors, thanks for the Buckeyes. Appreciate it. One of the things that's very important to U.S. Bank is our commitment to the military, both active military members as well as veterans. Over 2,000 of our employees are active military or veterans through our Proud to Serve program. And I'd ask anyone in the audience who has served our country to please stand and be recognized. Thank you for your service. One of the best things about our company, one of the best parts of my job, and one of the things that I think makes our company great is the long tenure of our employees. We recognize that, we celebrate that, and we make a big deal out of that. We're going to do that today. I'm going to ask anyone in the group who's been here 20, 25 years, 30 or 35 years to please stand and be recognized. Thank you. I had the opportunity to meet a number of you earlier, and we went through all the name changes you've been through over those years. Thanks for your service, and thank you for coming today. I really appreciate it. One of the things that we're very focused on in U.S. Bank is understanding what the future of banking is and making sure we're positioning ourselves for success, not only for ourselves, but for our customers, and delivering the products and services they need in an efficient and effective way. What drives us to do that are, first of all, our core values, as you see on the top of the slide: powering potential, doing the right thing, staying a step ahead, drawing strength from diversity, and putting people first. And then we achieve those goals by our key strategic pillars that are listed in the box: being the most trusted choice, driving One U.S. Bank, striving for simplicity, and creating the future now. Those core values and those strategic pillars is how we run the bank day to day, how we make decisions, how we create opportunities, and how we deal with customers, communities, and shareholders. And we had a good year in 2018. It was a year of a lot of headwinds from a financial standpoint, a lot of political turmoil, a lot of international turmoil, and through all of that, we were able to achieve record results in terms of ROE, EPS, efficiency ratio across the board. We earned over $7.1 billion, which was a record, earnings per share of $4.14, and a dividend increase of 23%. In addition, we returned 74% of our earnings to shareholders through a combination of dividends and buybacks. Importantly, on this slide, you can see that we retained our number one rating in the three key ratios of banking: return on assets, return on equity, and efficiency ratio. That's true for 2018, and it's been true for the last 10 years. Those record results really drive that. The results that we've had, the focus that we have, our low risk profile also drive us to be the highest rated bank across all rating agencies among our peer group. And in fact, with Moody's, we are the highest rated bank on the globe. Another demonstration of our trust, our risk management, and our discipline that we have at the company. One of the key drivers of our opportunities and our success has been our board of directors. They play an integral role in how we operate, how we make decisions, and how we decide what the strategic direction is. They are here today, and I'd like to introduce them. And I want to start with our newest board members, and I ask you to stand and please be recognized. Dorothy Bridges, former Senior Vice President of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. Elizabeth Buse, former CEO, Monetize. Yusuf Mehdi, Corporate Vice President, Microsoft Corporation. Myself, and then Warner Baxter, Chairman, President, and CEO of Ameren. Mark Casper, President and CEO, Thermo Fisher Scientific. Art Collins, retired Chairman and President and CEO of Medtronic. Kimberly Harris, President and CEO of Puget Energy. Roland Hernandez, Founding Principal and CEO, Hernandez Media Ventures. Doreen Wu Ho, Commissioner, San Francisco Port Commission. Olivia Kirtley, Business Consultant. Karen Lynch, Executive Vice President, CVS Health. David O'Malley, retired Chairman, President, and CEO of Ohio National. David is also our lead director. Dr. Odell Owens, President and CEO, Interact for Health. Rick McKenney, President and CEO of Unum Group. Craig Schnuck, former Chairman and CEO of Schnuck Markets. Craig had to leave. And finally, Scott Wine, President, Chairman and CEO of Polaris Industries. Thank you all for your guidance, and I know we appreciate it from the company's perspective, but certainly from the Managing Committee, who's also here with us today. These 14 members, if I could ask you to stand, of our Managing Committee, represent the leaders of our company who drive the 74,000 employees across the business lines, the support groups, and all the activities in the company. Let me tell you, banking is a very competitive business. And in my view, and I probably have a little bit of a biased view, I think this is the very best team in banking. Thank you for all you do. Through the guidance of the board, the leadership of the Managing Committee, and the actions of all of our employees, we've achieved a lot. I talked about the financial results, but we also had a wonderful year in terms of other aspects of the company. For the ninth year in a row, we were recognized by Fortune Magazine as the most admired super-regional bank, 9 years in a row. And one that we're even more proud of, I have to tell you, this is very meaningful to us. For the fifth year in a row, we were named by Ethisphere as a world's most ethical company. We are still the only large bank to make this list, and we've done it 5 years in a row. This is done by the leadership I talked about, but also by the employees. It's a result of the 74,000 people doing what is right for customers, employees, and the communities each and every day. They really set us apart, and their attitude and focus on each other and their customers is what drives our success. Let me give you one great example of this. Taylor Gilmore, who's our market president in Paradise, California, which, as you know, was one of the hardest hit areas from the wildfires in November of 2018. His home was not lost, but he has five employees who all lost their homes, five employees. And Taylor opened up his home to those five employees and their families to make sure they had a place to stay. In addition, because we couldn't open up the branch, we had a mobile banking unit that we actually brought to the parking lot in the branch to make sure our customers were taken care of through this devastation. And Taylor was there every day making sure that his customers and his employees were taken care of. A great example of people going above and beyond. And we think about doing the right thing and putting people first. Taylor's right there at the beginning of it and at the end of it. And those are people who make a difference in our company. Another example is Neil Richardson. He is an employee with an inspirational story. So Neil was motivated by his own financial struggles and what he saw in the community in terms of financial literacy and the lack thereof. And because he said, I just need to do something, he organized and teaches at-risk youth through a real estate development and investment project, and he created a group called Dream Builders for Equity. And I have to tell you, we met with him, and his enthusiasm, his vision, his excitement about this was so ecstatic. He was just tremendous that we asked him to take on financial literacy for the entire company. And he leads this initiative across all 74,000 employees. Here are some pictures of Neil helping in his community. You know, I gave you two examples, but I could go through many, many more. And we recognize that our success at U.S. Bank is really only because of the employees who serve our communities and our customers each and every day. So we want to make sure that we're doing the most we can for them. A couple of examples, we provide tablets for military veterans who are sent overseas to make sure they can stay connected to their families back home. Across the company, we have 10 business resource groups with over 140 chapters that people participate with common needs, development activities, and interests. And actually, in 2018, 40% of our employees participated in a business resource group throughout the year. Technology is becoming more and more important, not in just in banking, but across many industries. And because of that, we developed a mainframe developer training program so that any employee could retrain and become a developer. And finally, because it is changing so rapidly in millennials and Gen Z, we created two groups, the Dynamic Dozen and the Dynamic Champions, which are two groups of 12 individuals who are much younger than me who help us guide this new generation and how they want to bank. Just a couple of examples. In addition, we want to make sure people are involved in their community and particularly in those areas that are of interest to them. So this year, we doubled our volunteer hours regardless of tenure and part-time status to 16 hours across the board. And this was well received by our employees. We announced this at our all-employee meeting in January of this year. I talked about how much banking is changing overall, and one of the things we're very focused on is ensuring that banking customers can work with U.S. Bank in the most convenient, simple manner that's possible in the way they want to deal with us. So we are asking ourselves each and every day, what can we do to make sure we're meeting their needs? What can we do to make sure that we're central to their lives and helping with their financial goals and objectives? We made great strides on that, and I want to give you a peek. Sneak preview of some of the things we did last year and what we're focused on. Thank you.
The innovative approach to the way we work, whether it's in our studios, throughout our business lines, or at our branches, has helped create some incredible products and outcomes over the past year. Our industry-leading solution to one of our most stressful financial processes, buying a home, has reduced the time it takes to be approved for a mortgage from 2 weeks to as little as 3 minutes. And we have drastically simplified our home equity line of credit applications, reducing the number of fields an applicant must complete by more than 50%. And we're looking at new ways to help customers with their borrowing needs. Consumers who may not have access to funds for an unexpected expense have found peace of mind with our easy-to-use U.S. Bank Simple Loan product. And an amazing example of innovation at work is the loan option we've created in less than 48 hours to assist government workers affected by the shutdown earlier this year. Innovation has also expanded to our retail locations, where we're introducing exciting new layouts and features. And we just launched our new mobile app, which has new customized features like personalized insights and navigation. Our innovative approach helps to ensure we're always exploring new ways to make banking easier and safer.
So many great innovations and products, and we're just getting started. We have a number of activities. We actually have 20 agile teams across the company working on projects and products just like that to make it easier for our customers to do business with us. A great example is our simple loan product. This is meeting the needs, short-term needs of individuals who need $100 to $1,000 on a very fast notice. And it's amazing to me, we're one of the few banks in the country offering this product, and it's been a great opportunity for individuals who are out of the banking system to participate in the banking system with a need. I want to talk about this. When we talk about our core values and doing the right thing and putting people first, I think this product for the furloughed government employees is a great example. We all know that the government shut down earlier this year, and on a Wednesday morning at our managing committee meeting, it became clear that Friday, for the first time, government employees impacted by the furlough were not going to get their paychecks. And we as a group said we need to do something. So we started at 10 o'clock that Wednesday, and by 10 o'clock that Friday, we had essentially a zero interest rate product for those customers who were furloughed employees of the government who were not going to get a paycheck to make sure that they were able to meet their financial needs in 2 days. It's a great example of doing the right thing, but also our agile development process to doing it very rapidly. Another focus for us is our communities. We're very committed to the communities across the markets. I talked about the volunteer hours, but we also invest in communities, and I think the best example of that is the Pullman opportunity in Chicago area. We worked with the community and the members of the leaders of the Chicago community to create 1,300 jobs, generate business growth, build 135 affordable housing units, and bring fresh produce and pharmaceuticals to the area. We also created this recreational facility, as you can see here, that's going to help people, 50,000 people participate on an annual basis. To date, we invested over $113 million in the Pullman community, a great example, and it's just one example of many things we do. In fact, you can see from this slide, community involvement is across the company. In 2018, our employees donated $14 million through our employee giving campaign and to the United Way, and volunteered more than 200,000 hours. Again, this is core to what we are because we believe that not only do we want to serve our customers, but our communities, because to the extent our communities are doing well, our customers and U.S. Bank will do well as well. And that's how we think about things, and that's how we drive our decisions. We're committed to providing value for shareholders in 2018 going forward. I'm grateful for our dedicated employees, their commitment to serving their customers, their communities, and each other. And while we have great results in 2018, I'm even more excited about the future. I'm very confident we have the leadership, the technology capabilities, the focus, and the perspective to continue our success in 2019 and beyond.